the gunman who killed 9 people yesterday at a community college in Oregon had more than a dozen weapons, half of them found on campus. That news came today as officials continue their investigation into the country's latest mass shooting. The shooter was also killed in the attack at Umpqua Community College in Roseburg, Oregon. NPR's Tom Goldman is there and sent this report.
Local officials are continuing their policy of not identifying the shooter, but law enforcement officials tell NPR the man, in fact, was 26-year-old Chris Harper Mercer. At a briefing today in downtown Roseburg, officials did provide details about what appears to be an arsenal in Mercer's possession. This is Salinas Nunez. She's the assistant special agent in charge for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms.
So far, we've recovered 13 weapons. Out of those 13 weapons we currently have in custody, 6 were recovered at the school, 7 were recovered at the shooter's residence.
All the weapons have been traced to a federal firearms dealer. All the guns, which Nunez didn't describe, were bought legally. Nunez also said authorities recovered a flak jacket lying next to a rifle at the school.
The jacket had steel plates along with 5 magazines. An additional amount of ammunition was also recovered at the apartment.
As investigators continue to process the crime, Douglas County Sheriff John Hanlon described the continuing efforts to assist the community, stationing mental health counselors at a nearby fairgrounds.
Students and staff in need of assistance are strongly encouraged to seek out that help.
Counseling in this town of just over 20,000 is happening on many levels.
I'm Samuel Sarkissian. I'm the pastor of the Green Community Church.
Pastor Sarkissian has been at Green Community a little over 3 years, and he's now preparing a Sunday sermon unlike any other.
Have you figured out what you're going to say?
Some of it, that unrestrained evil bears its head, and when we don't stand up against evil and we don't have an attitude against evil and we blur right and wrong and make it really gray, then evil takes advantage of that. And I think that's what's happened here.
There's a personal investment for Pastor Sarkissian, and it's not just as a member of the Roseburg community. He lives with his wife and 4 kids, ages 5 to 11, about 500 feet from the shooting site. He says last night he tried to quell his kids' fears of seeing police all around the house by speaking in terms they'd understand.
They're really into Star Wars right now, so we have to explain to them how some people are just go dark, and they allow the darkness to come forward.
For those in the community wanting spiritual answers, Pastor Sarkissian is determined to preach a message of hope. People have to talk about hope, he says. But he also knows how tough it is now and how tough it'll be going forward.
It's going to be a long process. We'll never be the same. I'll never be able to drive down my street again without thinking of those people and without knowing that my kids were exposed to evil.
Law enforcement officials tell NPR the gunman, in fact, did ask some of his victims about their religion before he shot them. I asked Pastor Sarkissian about the reports that the gunman asked whether they were Christian.
We see this as a hate crime. We understand that this is something that we have to deal with as Christians. But we don't live in fear, we live in hope.
Outside the church, a sign reads, "Believe, belong, be trained, be strong." Tom Goldman, NPR News, Roseburg, Oregon.